we have, since Peronics published an article telling everyone that we're looking for a new logo, people have started sending in submissions to their forums and our mailing list, and that's a bit putting the cart before the horse, since we don't actually have a plan yet for how to pick a new logo, and we don't want to get in. One of the goals of the new logo is to be able to have it protected, which means there needs to be legal protections done, and probably have them sign over their rights to us, and if the logos are exposed too soon, then there may be problems getting the copyright set up properly. So what the board had discussed, and we still need, is to find a volunteer to run a logo contest for us and figure out how all this works.
Probably talk to Karen.
Yeah, talk to our wonderful lawyers to figure out what we need to do there. So if anyone in the room is interested, I also sent out the mailing list today suggesting that we do need volunteers. It's the sort of thing you don't need to know how to code the most wonderful C code to talk to the video board registers for. So it's an area for the non-coders who are interested in X to start. So if you want to jump up and volunteer, think about it, spread the word around. If you've got suggestions on how to do this, send them to the board's mailing list or shout them out. We do have the ability to budget for prize money or find some other way to encourage people to submit. Their name recorded in posterity as the designer of the XORG logo we'll use for the next 25 years because we're still the same. Up until we finally get around to X12. The other thing is I got, now that I actually have working email, the treasurer's report that Stuart sent. As of January 2010, we had $3,000 in checking and $123,366 in savings. Since then, we've earned about $300 in interest, most of which has been turned around in bank fees for something called account analysis that we've never actually figured out what they're doing, so we're just trying to get them to stop doing they're analyzing, don't know what they're analyzing it for.
And they want to make sure that the amount of money in it has numbers in it.
Yeah, positive numbers are good, yeah. Too, but... and we have paid out $13,500 and something in sponsorship payments for mostly for this event, I think. The last event we sponsored was the video hackathon, which was last year. The board did agree to sponsor an XCD workshop if the XCD guys ever actually set a date for it.
Right, yeah.
And yes, the board, special topic workshops, the board is willing to sponsor. You need to get some people together to hash out things for a couple days to get things done. It sounds like ENAC sponsored the multi-touch one here. But if there's other similar things, let us know. If it's X-related, we'll discuss it and probably approve it for pushovers. Or any other way we can contribute to help get things done. That's what the money's there for, whether it's buying video boards for driver maintainers or documentation, paying membership and things like BASA so that we can get documentation.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Well, board@foundation.x.org is the place to mail requests, ideas, suggestions, complaints. Anything filling on the 501c3 set? We're still in progress.
Yeah, Stuart talked to Karen, I guess. Now just arguing with the bank to try and get the statements for the financial section of the form. And then
once that's done, we should be good to go. The other thing is the Delaware tax franchise fee or whatever, which I sent Keith and Stuart the information on. So we just need to. The preferred way to pay is an ACH transfer. I don't know if that's possible or not. But there, you just go into the form once you submit it, and you can do the transfer there. So that's only $25. I don't know that we need to approve it or whatever, but if we do.
Oh, I think we did it our last meeting paying our back taxes.
Well, this is not the back taxes.
Oh, okay.
This is just our fee for being a corporate entity in Delaware. So we can agree not to pay it, but then we can eventually do so.
Well, then I'd love to prepare
some
of my
notes.
Doesn't sound too bad. Yeah.
All board members in favor? Paying $25 to actually register in Delaware.
Good. They are.
To continue to be registered. Seems like a good plan.
Cool.
That's not a great group.
People who don't show up, don't get voted.
So all I got.
What if they told us? So does anyone else have? I mean, we just had, we had the informal discussion yesterday. Anyone else have any more formal business with the board, or anything you could ask us when we have us all on the spot?
What's it done with all the sponsorship they're doing for XDS by Google? And this channel open?
We actually sponsored. We agreed to sponsor 5 people. And I delivered a bunch of checks to Keith because we need 2 signers on the checks. And you, I assume, was going to fill in the final numbers. And
so I was sitting in my bed.
So yes, if XORG agreed to pay your way here, talk to Keith about getting checks. He's got the checks, he just needs the final numbers to put on them and to sign them.
Mention the next XDS.
Oh, yes. Tiago had a proposal for next year's XDS.
Yeah. Well, so what's the idea then? Do you want to do that or in Brazil?
So, our pattern has been we've been alternating between hemispheres, mostly between Europe and the U.S., but Tiago had suggested that there's a mobile Linux conference, I believe, in Brazil.
Or maybe there is Phil's other one, that's a huge one there.
So Tiago proposed going to South America next year.
Yeah, not actually proposing, just saying that I can organize, but we have to discuss if you want to be there or not.
They're right.
Just like the companies don't, I think they all want to pay for developers.
Because everybody would have to fly and be confidential, right?
That's the main issue.
Pretty much.
Yes.
There is like 2 people down there.
Exactly.
And it's pretty expensive to go into a vessel.
So,
for North America, it's probably not that much.
It's, I know going to like the FISL conference in Brazil is like a 14-hour flight, so
it's larger. Actually, the distance is larger than the other. This is what they mentioned from the map. Yeah.
The first transatlantic flights were from France to Brazil because it was the shortest path of the world.
The hardest part is that someone needs to be able to organize it, and as you can attest, that's a lot of work. And if you're trying to organize it from overseas, I don't know how. It really helps to have a local organizer. So, if you.
That's the thing. I already contacted some guys in the market. Actually, IMDT there, and they say that the organization is pretty much done. They can do this for us.
Okay.
So, I think that the organization part is not the problem, not the issue. I think it's that, like, do we want to do that or not?
So how many people here would think they'd be able to go to a conference in Brazil next year?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a travel part too?
Which question are you asking? Is it going to be a
travel part? How many people are going to go?
Or so your personal expenses?
How much the ticket?
XOR would be willing to sponsor, not all of you, but more. XOR was willing to sponsor more than the five people who asked for sponsorship this time, and if we get a lot of applications, then we can go out and solicit more sponsorship from companies. And
so what would the sponsorship for head be in to go to Brazil? North America or from Europe or from Australia is pretty okay to have this. Also, it's quite a distant water.
Yeah, more than Monday at least.
Right. Yeah, it's probably, Europe's probably closer than West Coast than California or Brazil.
Yeah.
Or California or Australia.
Yeah.
The flights from Europe to anywhere in the US are cheaper than. The distance would indicate because there are so many people flying from here to the US.
Since we have this technical discussion about doing decent tourism in Brazil in 2010, I had a look at the traffic from France to Brazil compared to France to the US or Canada. It's not that much expensive.
Okay.
It's about the same price. And from time to time, you'll find the interesting cheap flights for tourists who want to go to Brazil.
Just a quick ballpark, tourists are saying that from Boston to Sao Paulo, it's going to be $1,300 to $3,000.
Okay.
Yeah. For about a month from now. So,
which is about what you'd pay to get here from the U.S.
Yeah, it's that's similar to most of the people we sponsor coming to the U.S.
Flying from here to the U.S. is something between, around 600, 700.
Not in the West Coast.
I think another important question is, when is a good time to go?
Yeah.
Well, so
winter in the Northern Hemisphere. But it depends how far advanced you do. Like, if I go for like second week of November, it's $700 to $1,000. So, depends how far advanced you book.
Yeah.
And so probably what time.
You'd probably find a deal if we was on plan ahead.
So, do you remember when we talked about having it in conjunction with one of the other open source conferences there? Do you remember when those were? And when was it, March?
No, it's like June or May.
Okay.
Pretty close. Would it make sense to have it like with the Bethesda Summit next year? In conjunction, it's not Brazil, it's only Berlin, but. I mean, you get like
crash party and
developers and non-developers at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it like the same day. You could do it before if you just want to meet each other, you know, but for example, it could be like, I just have to go to one conference. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
We used to have the desktop conferences in Canada that were supposed to be the X, GNOME, KDE, Mozilla, all in one.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was wild. 2006 was the last.
Were there any survivors? The conference didn't survive.
No, actually, they tore down. They redid most of that conference center.
So it's actually co-located with the Ottawa Linux show right here.
It's crumbled away, and the kernel people didn't have their kernel summit there anymore.
Right.
So, what did you see also?
That would put us in Europe 2 years in a row, but
it doesn't have to be next year. Like I'm just saying, you could get like more people interested, also like people that don't even, I mean, app developers that don't even know that X exists or most. I mean, if you want like more adoption or more contribution.
the other thing we can do is what we did last year and basically co-locate with plumbers.
Well, we need some Australia.
Probably LCA is only like 4 months away from now.
Yeah. Well, not next year, but the year after.
Yeah, we used to have the conferences in February, and then they kind of slipped out, and now we're going all the way to September.
Of that music, too.
Yes, yeah. In Europe, almost always in September. The
first
one in Carson was in June, but after that, the average and the Europe were close to September.
Okay, well, yeah, we started doing that because we're doing America in February, and then it just only gets to September 1. Which does beat Boston in February. That was just a bad idea all around.
We did that for 6 or 7 years, but it wasn't ever February. It was January.
Even better.
It was awe-inspiring. One time it was, in the high of the week of the conference was minus 15.
So it's
automatically cold.
So I tell you, it's right in January, plus 40.
Is that 55 delta?
Yeah,
4 hours.
Minus 15.
No.
6 hours.
Celsius.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's very late.
You don't go somewhere to experience that kind of weather. Sometimes it happens to you accidentally. You complain.
It's not the dry cold in Boston.
Okay. Giant piles of dirty ice.
Bonjour.
Yeah. And a bunch of Californians, yeah.
So it sounds like it's decided we're going somewhere warm.
That's
I don't want to go someplace right now.
How about Hawaii?
Just be that makes the case a bit more sense because then people from the U.S. would only have to fly domestic.
Actually, going to Hawaii for a conference from the U.S. is almost impossible. Yeah. Trying to get travel permission from the corporation.
So you have to travel on your own money.
Yeah, the only conference I've ever been to in Hawaii was a conference about blind accessibility in tents. Okay, they're enjoying the work.
That was before .com crash, or?
What?
That was before the .com crash happened, or?
It was, yeah. But it was also in like an Air Force Academy bunker. Well, it's a very useful conference, but
very dark problem.
Unfortunately, that was when I worked for HP instead of Intel. So a whole chunk of experience, HP was solid with that. But yeah, Hawaii is very difficult. I mean, the easiest thing for us to do is find another city in the U.S. to hold it in a similar time of year. There's lots of options there.
There's an AMD office in Orlando. We could probably do conference space there.
Have you been to Orlando?
No.
Okay. You could go to
one put it there.
I'll stay
home. Sauna. Very wet.
Very humid. But if we went in the fall, that's hot.
It would be very wet. No, they have two seasons, wet and wet.
I don't know. We do have some, it would be nice to get some additional options because it does sound like Brazil would be fabulous, but Brazil would be also very expensive for the almost essentially everyone.
So not the same.
What? Yeah, but nobody would. I mean, right now the people in Europe have a relatively inexpensive flight here or trip here, and if you have it in the U.S. it's relatively inexpensive. What? Was your trip very expensive?
Yeah. You book it less than a week.
Okay. Wow.
For 25.
Try planning ahead.
No company expenses there.
It's not always
your own money.
That's the first part. Probably do it post facto.
Okay.
anybody have anything in Denver?
Denver's actually had a nice town.
If we hold it another week later, we could hold the launch for me.
Where?
In Denver.
Well, so someone suggested when the plumbers came over, you know, that is next year, or?
I don't think they know where it is next year.
It's in, so, is it Boston this year, or?
It's in Boston in a couple weeks, yeah.
If we wanted to do it in the winter, we could do it in Austin months ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty close tonight.
Yeah, they don't have a date for plumbers up yet.
Well, we don't need to decide today. We've gotten feedback, we'll consider it. Certainly, prime consideration is whether someone wants to volunteer to host it and put in the long, thankless hours to get. Wireless ears are amazing compared to some of our past conferences.
Yeah, this is by far the most competent networking experience.
And power experience.
Yeah. I like the network we got in Portland. It was
fairly usable for 2 days and then it went out.
Nice.
Check out Rural World. Not only did it go out, but it took out Anarchy's hard disk. Yeah.
I
thought this was pretty good. Because we've gotten used to cell phones for the internet.
Rocket Proof.
One
cell
phone.
What's the deal with this at that time?
What do we have? We got a cell phone. I think
someone bought a
laptop or
something. Yeah, we were
being used as a
router. Carl works. But
connectivity was spotty.
Yeah, in fairness, that was a bit of bad luck. I've never seen PSU's entire computer system just go completely in years. I'm wondering kind of how interruptible our uninterruptible power supply works.
So we'll take proposals for replacements and more to sell something.
Yes. If you have suggestions, mail it to the board, show up. Our normal meetings are on IRC, open to anyone who wants to log into the channel. Details are mailed out to the mailing list every 2 weeks, usually. I missed a couple. But same time, same channel every 2 weeks. It should be easily predictable. I think Peter even put it on the calendar.
Yes. So
the XOR Google calendar that everyone forgets about. Yeah.
No, I'll put the website on.
I don't
think the one that's.
You put that's the one.
The one paid ones aren't on there, I think, but the one on one was left. Well, they're easy because it's just repaid.
Right. Anyone else have anything to bring before the board? Or shall we call ourselves adjourned? Okay. Thanks for.
No, that was it. I was saying done.
Thanks for coming. Enjoy your dinner.
Yeah.